In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We will begin our services in thanksgiving and prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, holy and righteous God, we thank you for this day that we have been able to gather before your holy face to hear your word and be nourished through it. We thank you for all these temporal gifts which you have blessed into our lives, and thank you for that eternal gift, the gift of faith and righteousness, which you have given unto us through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for your service blessing, that even at this moment you would open your holy word and that our souls would be nourished. We could hear that we have the right to, through grace, believe our sins forgiven, and that this gospel could be inviting those who long into their lives a good foundation, and into their hearts the peace of God. This we ask in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. For the text, I will read from the Old Testament, from the book of the prophet Nehemiah, the first chapter, and the words are heard in Jesus' name. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month of Chislu, in the 20th year, as when the Shushan, the palace, the Hanina, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now there are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Amen. This text, a entire chapter from the book of Nehemiah, contains one extremely important matter for which I thought would be important to pause around this text. It contains the confession of man's sin unto God. Here in Tornio is gathered around the forgiving word to hear the good promise of God, the forgiveness of all sins. It is proclaimed unto all who wish to hear it and believe it unto their own heart. But does man require grace, the forgiveness of sins, if he does not feel that he has sinned, transgressed against God's wish, and would need to be freed from these sins? Why would we ask for forgiveness if we have nothing to ask for forgiveness? The Holy Spirit of God does its work in man in this way, that in one's conscience is told what is wrong and right. It tells of sin and invites unto repentance through the Holy Spirit. Is also proclaimed the forgiveness of sins. Who is Nehemiah? We are already in the Eve services on Thursday from this same book. Nehemiah and the Pharisees taught in their time. Ezra was a Pharisee, but Nehemiah was a deliverer of drinks for the king. He was not a Pharisee or a priest. He worked in the king's palace. And this king was not just anybody, but he was Artaxerxes the First, the king of Persia, who in his land the children of God were seeking refuge in, but some of the Jews were able to return to the city of Jerusalem, and there Nehemiah receives these greetings. That holy city, the city of God, in which kings David and Solomon in their own time had built, that city, and above all the temple of God. It was thieved and burned down, the gates were broken. The gates of the cities, which gives was burned down. Why? God had, through the prophets, warned the people of Israel of sin. of that life of sin, which then and now brings unhappiness into the life of man. The nation of Israel had gone away from God. Many people had married with those foreign people and had become enticed to serve their gods or idols. And God let this because of sin, Judah and Israel the people of these nations were brought into refuge into Babylon. And then after Babylon, under the control of the king of Persia, who had taken over Babylon, but in that nation was still the living faith. How these sorrowful news that the news that was brought unto Nehemiah were. It says that he many days wept and mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and turned unto God and asked that God would be gracious unto him and his family and the people of Israel. Nehemiah received the knowledge of sin. He here says or hears that message that those people that who had returned to Jerusalem live in great affliction and reproach. Sin had not brought into their lives that which the enemy of God had promised, success, new experience, and happiness, but it had brought unhappiness and suffering and death. In addition to these temporal sufferings, the greatest suffering was that the living God was not known. There was not the living faith in their hearts and peace of the conscience. And for this reason, Nehemiah cries and mourns the repercussions of sin. God has made known unto man his own wish in the Holy Bible. Today, it has come to be known that the Word of God is not that mirror or foundation on which we know whether or not something is wrong or right. Nevertheless, the Word of God does not change. It remains the same. God's wish and His commandments are able to be read and heard. And in the 20th century, 21st century, it is healthy for all to hear the truth of the Word of God so that he could mirror his own life and his actions and what he has left undone that do I live according to the wish of God. The wish of God is Nevertheless, the wish of God is here, and such a person at some time meets God who he did not care for. It is all the same whether one has believed or not. The Bible states that each one of us, at the end of our lives, must face God. And then, finally, will be known whether we have lived according to the holy wish of God and His Word, His truth, His laws and commandments and values. People are judged according to this. For this reason, it is important that we learn from the Word of God, we hear it, and give it its value, which it requires. Is it not so that during this time, all authorities would be wished to be shaken and say that man can decide that which is right and wrong, how we should live? No other can say unto another, or no old book, what man can do or shouldn't do. We can ask that even during our time, that the life of sin would not bring on these sorts of repercussions of which we heard. These temporal happenings that the people or nation denies God and must go on to unknown waters and face many terrible accidents, and above all, their soul is, according to the prophet Hosea, God states that I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Man, it is made known to man the wish of God, and for this reason, even during these summer services, is proclaimed that the Word of God contains both the Word of the Commandments, which awakens man, and also the words of grace, which frees one from sin. In confirmation school, I have noticed that often speech of confession quietens these 14 and 50-year-olds to listen. When I have taken an example that what happens to man or a person if perhaps from the local store puts a chocolate bar into his pocket and passes by the cashier without paying for it, this candy, there happens a fall. Here is transgressed against two. First, the person who owns the store, who has bought with his own money that chocolate bar onto the shelves, and he would wish to receive money for it so he could make a salary from his work. And this younger or older one who steals this candy, steals from him, takes one another's, he transgresses against this person. It doesn't matter whether or not this storekeeper has 200 chocolate bars on the shelf. Nevertheless, that one stealing of that one chocolate bar is wrong. And at the same time, he does ill against the Ten Commandments. Do not steal is a familiar commandment. And against this, he is disobedient and is disobedient against God. And if you have done so, how do you feel after that action? I told them that I have a believing home, and there is taught from a young age that to steal is sin. The conscience becomes hurt. A sore appears on the conscience, and thus I have experienced. And often I see in these listeners' eyes that they have been in these same situations. And then they almost thirst for the knowledge that how is it? And I told that in this same home, that if one commits sin, then inside of one, the conscience becomes peaceful only after you have been able to, or I have been able to, have the sin forgiven. I have told that when thus happened to me, I stayed awake at night. My brothers and sisters went to sleep. My parents fell asleep, but I was awake because I had believed that temptation of the enemy, that take it, nobody will see. Mom and dad will not buy it for you or give you money. It doesn't matter. Dear girls and boys, don't listen to that voice. Listen to that holy voice of God that says, don't take it, don't do wrong. Remember what mother and father have said, and now this voice told me that now you are a thief. What have you done? It was no longer a little matter, but during the day it had grown into a big mountain. That same tempter says that if you go and tell your father, that he will become mad. How will you be able to go to the storekeeper and confess of this, that he'll call the police and you'll be publicly disgraced? But the same voice says that remember that your mother and father are believers. They are always forgiven sins when it's been necessary. Go and speak to them. And that small boy thought and rolled around in his bed and said, there's 47 degrees. It's hot. And it's not good to be there. But God gives strength to go and wake up Father. And I believe that there are many people here listening that have experienced or who would like to experience what the gospel does to a sinful one. Nehemiah wanted to his own family and to his people that God, remember me, keep your promise, give me a new possibility. And when I woke my own father, he did not become angry. He did not ask that, why did you do this, but took me close and blessed me and said, believe, Harry, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Be free and of good cheer. Go peacefully to sleep. These matters will be put in their place. And thus it happened. These services are held and will be held for this reason. If God has given His will that an unbeliever here would feel that he would want to hear this gospel, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, and you, dear brother and sister, older and younger, young children, if something like this has happened to you, or to your parents, if you have fallen into sin, you too can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. You can experience that same freedom that is always felt when God is gracious and wipes away sin and places in its place peace and the hope of heaven. Here it is secure to continue toward the security and protection of God. In Jesus' name, amen.